And say your first name, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time.
Mao.
Thank you. And say it one more time, honey.
Mao.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to the ceremony. Understanding I've never experienced it myself, so I probably don't know what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, did you experience anything where it frightened you, it made you doubt yourself, like anything like that?
Yeah, it was like a date, actually.
Okay.
With someone, you know, we met through a dating site.
Okay.
And she was like an energy worker also. And maybe doubt myself? No. But I don't know, it was very fast.
Yeah. Okay, one moment, please.
And probably 3 hours to talk.
And say your name again, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time.
Mao.
Thank you. Well, it's not an energy attachment or anything, but I do feel like you've got like an energy presence. It's nothing like to be concerned, like you don't need an exorcism or anything. More so that, well, sometimes you do, to be honest. But it's more so of, it brought something out for you to clear, is what I keep getting. That's why I kept saying, was there anything in the ceremony? It's possible that, I don't know what practices you engage in, so it's possible that this came out not in a formal ceremony. Maybe it was in another capacity. But I feel like you've got some energy kind of taunting you. Just really, not yucky, but kind of like, just go away already, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's not like obviously conscious because it's not manifested in physical form that you can have a conversation with it. But I feel like it's just like a cloud that is in need of like resolution, and that's what it's about. Okay, so then the question is how to relieve yourself of that. And say your name again, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time.
Mao.
When I look at you, I see you, you're like, yeah, it's weird. It's like you're 10, 11, 12 years old boy trying to be a grown up, and you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I feel like
that's exactly what you look like. That's what you look like. I see you're like 10, 11, 12. Like, I can't be a grown up yet. Like, you're being asked to do like grown up work, and you're like, I can't do this. That's I feel like it's some kind of test. It's like some kind of initiation for you. Yeah, it's like for you to pull yourself up from by the bootstraps. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and say your name again, please.
Mao.
Yeah, you can do it. It's a test. I feel like it's showing you an aspect of self. It's a little bit like Kat. Actually, it's a lot like Kat, to be honest. Because you made a bid for power. I feel like somewhere in the past 6 months, you claimed power, you asked for power, you made a bid for power. And so it's always like, be careful what you wish for, even though we always keep wishing for, because what's the point if you don't keep doing that? But in our times of bravery and strength, we're like, okay, you know, I want it all, whatever I have to do, and we really mean it. And then all of a sudden things produce, and it's like, why did I ask for that in my time of strength? Because like it's the only juicy thing on the planet. It's just who you are. So of course you're going to do it. But we kind of put ourselves in situations on purpose so that we grow, and that's what it is. So in other words, instead of like you attracting some crazy situation into your life to help you kind of reconcile an aspect of self, you have somehow simply liberated the energy of this like 10, 11, 12 year old insecure aspect of self that is kind of like, you know, I'm not ready for that. I think I'll just, I don't know, do whatever 12-year-old boys do. So it's they're saying, and say your name again, please.
Mao.
Yeah, it's a day of reckoning. It's a day of reckoning in understanding that power is a choice. Power is a choice. And so as you identify with, as you identify with power, as you, and say your name again, please.
Mao.
As you release your fears of it, you know, because here's the thing, if you're 10, 11, 12, you know, I like not having any responsibilities. Like all the grown-ups, they go to work, I come home from school, I go by the brook, you know, I skip stones, I climb trees, whatever the heck I do. But it's kind of fun. It seems to me, this is the energy of it. It feels to me like there's way more advantage staying here than it is going into grown-up land. But the thing is, it's recognizing that grown-up land is far more exciting because you get to go on like incredible journeys, incredible adventures of strength, incredible bravery. You know, it's sort of like, you know, King Arthur and the knights. It's like you get to go slay the dragon. It's like you can't do that when you're only 12. You don't get to go on the trip. So that's where you are. It's like you're trying to make a decision almost like, do I get on the boat? Do I get on the boat? And I see you standing on the boat. And they're showing me Hamilton only because they use what's in my brain and my son's just in love with Hamilton, you know, the show and stuff. And so it's like when Hamilton's like, you know, waiting to get on the boat, it's like he gathered the money to get on the boat to go to the Americas. And like to see that as a positive thing. And you're standing there like, I don't know if I want to get on the boat. So somehow you're bringing this energy up, this aspect of self, for the purposes of kind of like your day of reckoning, of making yourself like a proposal. So I'm almost surprised, like in that dream state or that ceremony, that like that woman didn't even like make you a marriage proposal. And the reason I say that is because that's what it feels like. It's like your true self is like proposing to you. It's like, you know, come with us, come into the land of adulthood, come into the land of bravery and power. And it, there's like a choice that has to be made. You know, do I want to keep this aspect of self that's still that age, or do I want full integration? So like the daily messages, I don't think you subscribe, but in the daily messages, it talked about, well, that's okay. But the only reason I say that is because it talked about how, you know, we're talking to like the children, but the children were symbolic as the various aspects of self, and we're gathering all the aspects of ourself to go home. And that's what you're doing. And say your name again, please.
Mao.
And say it one more time, please.
Mao.
You have a destiny with the gods. And when I say that, like I see, when I say that, the lights are going off all around you. I know your thing is Peru, but I'm looking at some other land. Oh God, I don't know my travel sites. And say your name again, please.
Mao. Mao.
Paz.
You're very powerful. I want to say that. I feel like you have a potential in this lifetime for great, like, I want to say like ascension wealth. And why I'm saying wealth, I don't really understand, except I don't mean like finances. I mean wealth in terms of understanding true. It's like beyond power. It's just like merging heaven and earth. Like you have the ability to kind of condense dimensions. Like you understand different dimensions in ways I honestly don't. You have incredible ability, incredible worth and value to spirit. And so what I feel like is there's like this meeting's been called to order for you to kind of like convince this 12-year-old that like it's okay to move forward. And you're kind of like, I don't know. it's okay. You know, it's okay to I don't know. Because what you're doing is allowing that to breathe, allowing that to be exposed and deciding. So to get back to Elizabeth, it's like, you know, she's not going to move forward until she takes everything out of her pockets, you know? And so that's what you're doing. You're taking that aspect of self out of the pocket to integrate him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the thing that kind of puzzles me is that I'm very gung-ho, you know, it's like, let's do this, I'm a trooper, let's do it. You know, so I'm always like ready to take action. And now it's like, there's a part of me like, no, go to sleep.
Yeah, because, yeah, I get that. Hang on a second, please.
What happened with my gung-ho Mao, you know?
Okay, so what it is that aspect of self is in charge now.
Right.
That aspect of self is in charge. And so what you're doing is, it's almost like, hold on 1 second. And say your name again, please.
Mao.
You can just bring it into meditation. You're not trying to get him to go away. It's you're acknowledging that he's there, but you're acknowledging that you're in charge, that he's not in charge. And so as you simply just go into meditation and you understand that that's an aspect of self that obviously sought reason to stay there, sought reason to stay alive on some level. You know, it's a little bit shamanic even that he's around. But you'll pass your test. You'll pass your test and just understand that, you know, it's just, you're just looking at different aspects of self. But it's really funny. I feel like you've got this marriage proposal thing hanging around you. Anyone proposing to you?
I'm not dating anyone.
You're not dating anyone.
I'm home all the time, alone.
And say your name again, please.
Mao.
You've got a proposal coming.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get married either. Must be some kind of other proposal.
My feeling is it's not like an actual marriage proposal, but I do feel like you're getting a proposal from Spirit, and that's what this is about. And Spirit's basically saying that, you know, it's like, I'll leave you with this. I feel like you're on the short list for something. You know, like, so if they're looking to pick a vice president candidate or whatever, they got the short list. Like, these are our candidates. You're on the short list for something really mighty and powerful. And so what you're doing is you're getting yourself energetically prepared. And that you're actually, this is actually a blessing, because it's like, you're coming to a place of integration of the whole self, and the only way to do that is by bringing them back on board. And so that's what you're doing. You're integrating this part of self. I feel like this part of self kind of has been in charge once or twice through your grown-up years anyway, but you're coming to a place of resolution. You will bring it to resolution, because I do feel like you do like the adventures, you do like the juicy stuff. So give it to Spirit, give it to your higher self, and go into meditation with it. And my feeling is, and say your name again, please.
Mao.
Yeah, my feeling is 1-2 weeks or whatever, you're just gonna bring light to the subject, and you'll come back to your own beautiful self. And say your name one more time, please.
Mao.
You may even do some kind of ceremony in your mind with the light to like help it find its way home. Like find a way to on the boat. You've got some kind of spiritual proposal coming. It's really good. It's excellent. Well, hi.
It could be a proposal of a new job or a new home or any kind of proposal. Is that correct, or does it? Do you know what I'm saying to you?
And say your name one more time, Mao.
Mao.
It's a spiritual promotion.
So he's going to be going to a higher level of some sort.
I feel like he lives on a higher level. I feel like he's very multidimensional. So it's more so of him learning how, here, I'm going to say this way, this may actually help you. It's kind of bringing in the troops from the lower levels so that you can move up in consciousness. Because you can't be all the way here. You can't be up here if some of you's down here.
Right.
And that's what you're doing. You're like, come on, we're getting on the spaceship now. Come on. It's like that. Uh-huh, good question. And so how can we help you?
Well, everybody's asking pretty similar questions. My question is a little more concrete. I had no spirituality till pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been, as I spoke to Shelley in the car, the spirits in my house, I'm not speaking to them now yet, but I know there are spirits in my house.
Okay.
But what I'd like to ask, I'm trying to sell my house.
Okay.
I want to move forward, and I'm not being too successful.
Okie dokie.
It's appropriate to ask that.
Sure, ask anything you want. Okay, one moment, please. So of course, it's probably a linear answer, and I'm probably going to need help. Who do we bury in our backyard to help sell a house? St. Joseph, St. Michael.
He's buried.
He's buried already. All right, that was my linear answer, but I couldn't. I had to get it out so I could actually concentrate.
It's been there a long time.
All right. So one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time, please.
Lenore.
So how do I say this? And say it one more time, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time.
Lenore.
Thank you. There's something that you need to make peace with in regards to something in that house. In other words, what they're saying is there's a healing that needs to take place. There's something that has not been resolved in your mind. I don't know what it is. Okay, then. Okay. So when that takes place, you will no longer have attachment to that situation. It's a little bit like your friend, Mao, that, you know, there hasn't been karmic resolution to this energy, so it's presenting itself. You haven't given this energy, karmic resolution. You haven't made peace with it, so you no longer need to be attached to it. Right now, you're still energetically attached.
How do you do that?
So whatever the issue is, I don't know if it has to do with, you know, the person that, I don't know what it is, was supposed to make more mortgage payments so you could get more money from the house, or something happened in the house that you've never, like, emotionally dealt with. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, bring love to it. In other words, you don't even have to tell us what it is.
I'll tell you. I don't care.
Okay.
My husband, he loved the house. It was his house. He mm-hmm. built it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't die in the house, but mm-hmm. he passed away. And spirit is definitely there. I mean, mm-hmm. every day I see last night I felt he was in the bedroom. I mean, I just felt it.
Okay.
So.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't cry. And then I saw a piece of spinach in my laundry room floor. And I had been eating spinach salad, but I wasn't in the laundry room to drop any spinach salad. You know,
okay.
things like that, like every single day. I don't speak to him, and he doesn't speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you resolve something with someone that's no longer here?
Okay, so here's the good news. He's transportable. In other words, wherever you go,
oh, I know that.
He will go with you.
I know that.
Okay.
He doesn't want me to sell the house.
You don't think he wants you to sell the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how do you know that?
Because I think he feels such an attachment for that house. And I think maybe he doesn't want me to. I must sell it. Not only must I sell it, I must go on. And I met Shelley in a moving forward group,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot like this group.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same kind
mm-hmm.
of group,
mm-hmm.
but it is the same kind of group.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You understand what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know how to get, you know, I just don't know how to deal with him. And I know he will be with me, but I don't think to the extent that he is in this house. Because this, he used to sit in the living room and just look around the house and say, you know, he loved it.
Okay. So then if you sell it and move, is there a concern that he won't be there as much then? If this is where he wants to be?
He'll be there. I know he'll be there, but not. I don't think as much.
As much.
Because this was his. This was
okay.
his dream house. So.
Okay. All righty. One moment. I understand now. Thank you for sharing that. One moment, please. And say his name, please.
Lenore.
And say his name.
Dan.
All righty. One moment, please. And say his name again, please.
Dan.
And say it one more time.
Dan.
Thank you. Eleanor, say it one more time, please. His name?
He was always Danny, and then he became Dan.
No, I got him. It's fine.
So I don't know which the name
you're I'll take name. Dan. Just say Dan. Dan. And say it one more time.
Dan.
Thank you. I get that he likes being with you. I know you think it's the house. And I've asked this man, oh, maybe 8 times now, because I don't like risking being wrong. He says, you know, like, just to kind of paraphrase it, like, and we always get this, like, when you cross over, it's like you see things from different spectacles. You see things from different spectacles. He doesn't mind where you go. He just wants to be thought about. He wants to be loved. I feel like he's okay. It's more so of you having the concern that he wouldn't be. He loves being around your energy, though, for sure. So I would suspect you're going to feel his presence wherever you go. He says, keep the chair. Is there a chair? Keep the chair. There's like a couch. I don't know what it is, but something he likes to sit in.
Well, that was the chair that he used to sit on and look at the living room and the opened area.
Okay. So he says, keep the chair. He says, the rest can go. He says, I like the chair. but he says he likes you more. He says it's you more. It's just whatever's best for you. He doesn't really have as much of a preference as you would think. He says he's got his own issues, like own things to deal with. So when he comes visits, it gives him comfort because there's a lot that he's learning and having to deal with. And he says he is a bit of like the mouse stuff, that there's like things that you gotta grow from or whatever. So he likes to visit because it's kind of like his little time off. It brings him comfort. He loves being around you. Keep the chair. What you do with the rest is up to you. What you do with the rest is up to you. And say your name again, please.
Lenore.
I feel like it's a burden on you that you think he has like certain requests in that regard. He doesn't. He just wants like the best for you, and he's actually thrilled in terms of your, like, your awakening, your understanding, he marvels over it. He says like basically he's got a lot of work to do himself. So he's kind of like, you know, he admires you for your awareness. He says he has like some, not issues, but things that he's got to learn from. You know, he says he's got a couple classes to repeat. I don't think it actually has something to do with your relationship. It has to do with other stuff. But anyway, he says enjoy, like, you know, basically whatever works for you is fine. But he says I do like the chair. But again, he likes you more, and I feel like that will bring you some good, not luck, but good energy. In that, I feel like it's been like a heavy energy because of that unresolved concern or issue.
The house is taking a lot of my energy. The house is suffocating me right now.
Okay.
I have to get out of there because it's not good for me anymore.
Yeah, and I also feel like some of what's not good for you is, it's kind of like the mind stuff, like it's coming from the mind. And that's what's being released. So give all of those concerns to spirit. You know, ask them to clear you. You know, you've got a good working plan now. You know, Dan's will go wherever you go. He'll go to the moon and back for you. So go wherever you want to go. He says you got to give up the chair too. Like he's kidding and he's not, but you know, do what serves you and to take it lightly. He says because you're so, he says like basically you're such a beautiful soul. He says you're such a beautiful soul, and you know, like a beautiful soul should be happy. So, but in terms of practical advice, and say your name again, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time, please.
Lenore.
Fill the house, do some kind of clearing, because there's been a lot of heavy energy in it. Just, I guess, just the grieving process and the worry process. Clear it, clear it, clear it. Sage it, incense, visualize white light. You can just imagine like white spiritual light. Fill the house up, fill it up. And you know, put it outside, put it on the porch, put it on the patio, because that will be attractive. That will bring in the that will bring in the seekers. And then release it to spirit. So actually visualize you know, the new owners coming in, enjoying it. You know, in other words, releasing it as being your house. Seeing them enjoying the house, seeing them bringing in the grandkids, bringing in the, you know, cousins staying over on weekends when they come to Florida. See new life in it. See new life in it. And so what you're doing is, you know, offering that for it to be used for the benefit of the new owners, for them to have enjoyment.
The mm-hmm. house was sold and the deal fell through. It's almost three months ago, the deal fell through. Two months ago, it was sold.
And say your name again, please.
Lenore.
You weren't ready. You weren't ready. You're in charge. This is your dream consciousness. You're in charge. You co-create it.
I don't feel in charge because I'm waiting for the buyer. I mean, I can't move on until I sell.
You know? Are one with the buyer. There's no separation. It's like we think we're separated. We're really not. You know, when I'm ready to get asked out to the prom, someone will ask me. And if I want to experience victimhood that no one asked me to the prom, I can get no one to ask me.
I understand what you're saying. I really do understand it, but I don't know whether I believe it.
Well, that's honest. That's
honest.
In other words,
your aura is bringing, my aura is going to bring the buyer.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that. Perfect. I understand everything that went on today.
Okay.
It was a little difficult for Shelley to explain it to me, but I do understand it.
Okay.
But I understand about auras and stuff like that, but I, in my experience, I haven't had that with the selling of this house. It's been a long time, so, you know, how I'm trying
okay.
to...
Okay. So you can see spirits. Because there's no separation between this dimension and the next dimension. Mm-hmm. You also see them because you bring them in because of your heart. You're bringing in those that you have a love connection with. So what Spirit's saying to you is begin to have that love connection with the correct buyers for your house.
I know.
And you will, you don't even have to try. Because you will bring in them in through your vibration, through the love that you have. So when I'm open to serving in love, people show up in my group. If I'm having a really bad day, three people will come. Because I'm like, I'm not into serving with love. But people like me so much, the three regulars will show up. So it all has to do with how open I am to love. So as
I
you...
I understand you.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just leave you with that.
A little more time to.
All right. Well, just let it sit. It's a lot.
I understand it intellectually, but so I need some help.
I'll leave you with this. Simply say a little prayer to whatever is your belief system to ask how can I use this information for my highest and best good, and allow spirit to help you with it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Indeed, we are going to make this request for all. In other words, it is quite purposeful at this time for all to engage in the same practice, to say a little prayer of the heart, asking for your higher self to use all these beautiful energies of light that you have been surrounded with, to use the wonderful information, the wonderful healing tonalities that have been energetically infused in the broadcast, how to use it for your best and highest good. Allow your higher self, allow your diamond self within to serve you mightily. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.